The Sharon Playhouse will open up their summer season, basically, on Saturday night, July 4th. America's Sweethearts making a return appearance. And here are the guys that are making it all possible joining us this morning. You guys are both awake this early in the morning?
Well, you made us get up this early.
That's right. I did, because I think the what you've put together to kick off your summer, really, and have it kick off on July 4th with the America's Sweethearts is really pretty amazing.
Yeah, it all worked out really well this year for that.
Well. Anyway, it's all done, and I saw on Facebook that you had your sound test and some work last night. It seemed like it went really well.
We did, yeah. We had a really great time. Our wonderful, wonderful volunteers came out. We played Tetris in the parking lot with the cars to make sure all that worked. Somebody loaned us a wonderful FM transmitter. I'm not exactly sure who, but it was wonderful. That all worked out very well. It was Marshall Miles, because the one we ordered didn't work, and Marshall actually bought another one just in case, and the one Marshall Miles from the radio station bought for himself, he was letting us use at the Playhouse. So everyone listening, you owe this to Marshall Miles. So thank you, Marshall, and Graham Stone, of course, for designing our sound.
Well, you guys can use it throughout the summer as you need it. There's, you know, because I think the Playhouse is such an important aspect, not only to Sharon, but to the entire northwest corner, and matter of fact, the tri-state region, that it's great to see that this is an experiment that you're going to do the first time, but hopefully on Saturday night, everything works out all right, so you've got a plan set that you can actually do things on a regular basis.
Absolutely. As you know, Connecticut is in phase two right now, so we're trying to abide by every guideline. Robert over here has been on the phone tirelessly with Hartford to make sure everything's good, talking to our wonderful people here in the town of Sharon. Everything seems to be set. We have a lot of rules. They're all on the website. So if you're coming to see the show, do take a peek at that just to make sure. We're going to have a good time, but we're going to do it the right way.
Now, let's talk about how many cars can you fit in there, and how many have you sold already, and how many spaces are left?
We have space for 52 cars.
Okay.
And as of this morning, we have 49 sold. So we have 3 spots left.
So, I don't think that'll last very long.
Yeah, those won't last very long.
So now,
those
folks,
will not last very long.
Let's go over this again. So to see a show at the Sharon Playhouse safely in your car on Saturday evening, July 4th, with America's Sweethearts, there are 3 spaces left for a car. So that's 3 more cars. And you can get all the information, and you can scoop up those tickets right now at their website, SharonPlayhouse.org. Now, people, you know, we found out yesterday by watching it that it works perfectly, that people can listen to it in their cars, and people can also wear face masks to get – what about getting out of the cars, maybe going to the bathroom or refreshments?
Well, nobody's allowed to go to the bathroom. No, I am just kidding. Just stop it. Stop it. He's funny at 7:20 in the morning. My goodness, he's funny. So, yes, people from 6 to 8 p.m., 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., the parking lot will open. And we have approximately, Alan's going to look it up, we keep changing these numbers. We have about 19 tables with 68 chairs throughout the lawn area and the patio where you can social distance and sit down. J.P. Gifford is supplying the dinners for us. You can purchase those dinners online for us, but the food is being supplied by J.P. Gifford for everyone who is attending. You can also get a drink, but the drinks have to be, we have servers who will serve the tables, just like a normal restaurant. No one is allowed to go up to the bar itself and stand there and mingle. Everyone has to sit at a table from 6 to 8 p.m. And then from there, if you want to use the restroom, you actually have to put on a mask to go into the restrooms in our lobby, which will be cleaned every half hour. There will be hand sanitizers at the restrooms, inside the restrooms. Our volunteers will have hand sanitizers throughout the complex, so if anyone feels like they need a little sanitizing, they will be there to spray their hands for them. But yeah, once you get up out of your seat, you have to wear a mask. Once you leave your car to go to the restroom, you have to wear a mask. Those are the guidelines that we're setting based on the government request.
And keep
again, all of that is listed on the website, all the guidelines and requirements, so we're able to do this event.
And let's talk for a minute about America's Sweethearts.
Okay, great.
What do you want to know?
They're happy to be back, I guess.
They are. We're very excited to have America's Sweethearts back. They're terrific, terrific performers. They got a wonderful special Independence Day show for us. A couple of little things that they had done before when they were here, but really geared towards some wonderful, you know, patriotic things. America the Beautiful, we're very excited. Battle Hymn of the Republic, also opening with Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. So we get that really nice flair of what, you know, what they do so well.
So we're talking about the Sharon Playhouse, July 4th. That's tomorrow night, 6 to 8 o'clock in the parking lot, America's Sweethearts. And you can watch it and you can listen to it on the radio there. They'll have a special frequency. And we're even going to hear at Robin Hood Radio. We're going to get a clean tape of that production, a digital version of it that Graham Stone is recording. And we'll play it the following week or two afterwards also on air here at Robin Hood Radio. So this sounds like a great way to open up the season. And, you know, looking at the setup you had a lot of nice people. You did a lot of work to set up that stage for out there.
Oh, yeah, we've been working very hard. We have some wonderful people living on property with us. The wonderful Jamie Roderick, our lighting designer, the wonderful Tom Sweat, our technical director, putting up this stage, putting up all of the exciting things. Everybody working really hard. I have paint all over my clothes from painting the stage yesterday myself. It's very exciting. Robert?
Can I give a shout-out to a few people, Marshall?
Yes, absolutely.
So the people who are we are living on campus, who moved out of the city and have made themselves at home here with us, our tech team, Jamie Roderick, Becca Pierce, Lizzie Mahoney, Dan Garman, and Xavier Boyer. What they've done to the dorms to make it their own space for the summer is amazing, and they're geared for helping us out throughout the entire summer. They have built that stage themselves with Tom Sweat, our TD, and they've just been a great help, so we could not do what we're doing without them.
Well, I think what you do for the community is amazing, and what the community shows their love for you. Once again, America's Sweethearts, tomorrow night, outdoors in your car, that you can hear on a limited FM radio station for that site. There's only room for three more automobiles, and that means, let's say there's three people in a car. So there you go. There's room for three more automobiles, and they can get tickets and more at SharonPlayhouse.org, right?
They can indeed. Can I do a few more shout outs? I'm sorry. Sorry, everyone. We want to thank our sponsors who are sponsoring with us all season long, even during this COVID-19. They still wanted to come on board. Harrington's, Nuvance Health, Assured Partners, and AB Landscaping. They have done a beautiful job with our landscaping plants and flowers, donating all of those to us as well. And to all our donors out there who continue to spread their love to us and support our Playhouse with our efforts. So we can't thank them all enough. And Marshall, you as well, for all you do to support our Playhouse and our efforts too.
Thank you, Marshall, very much.
You're welcome. Have a successful night. And obviously, we'll follow you along as the summer goes on outdoors right now at the Sharon Playhouse.
Oh, we're looking forward to it. Summer of fun.
All right. Hey, guys, have a happy 4th and have a break a leg, as they say in the theater.
Thank you, Marshall.
Have a great day. Have a great holiday.
All right. Take care. You too. All right, that is, once again, the Sharon Playhouse this weekend, Saturday, and the show is 6 to 8, and you can, of course, get tickets and more information at SharonPlayhouse.org.